This is VOA News via Remote. I'm Joe Palca.
And my prayers are certainly with the Floyd family. I have always been.
Martin Luther King III, the eldest son of the civil rights icon, told the Associated Press yesterday that the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is a test for the United States.
But I hope and pray that the jurors can get a conviction for the heinous act that this officer engaged in.
The teenager who shot the widely seen video of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer charged in his death testified Tuesday that she began recording because it wasn't right. He was suffering. He was in pain. 18-year-old Darnella Fraser said she sent her cousin into the store at the scene because she didn't want her to see a man terrified, scared, and begging for his life. Earlier, a man who was among onlookers shouting at Derek Chauvin to get off Floyd last May says he called 911 to report a murder after Floyd was removed by paramedics. Prosecutors led off their case by playing portions of Fraser's video, which sent waves of outrage around the globe. Unknown gunmen have shot dead three female anti-polio workers in Afghanistan, one of the two countries in the world, along with its neighbor Pakistan, where the crippling children disease remains strong. Tuesday's violence came on the second day of a five-day polio immunization drive, this year's first in the conflict-torn country. Addressing a conference on Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani described a three-step process for making, building, and sustaining peace that he said should result in a sovereign, democratic, united, neutral, and connected Afghanistan. The two-day Heart of Asia conference was in place to jumpstart the Afghan peace process. This is